Under Coach Carol Hutchins, the Michigan softball team has won 19 Big Ten titles and 9 in a row, more than the rest of the Big Ten combined. She's led her team to 18 regional crowns and made it to the College World Series 12 times in the past 22 years. But I believe what's more impressive is how she's done it. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon here to explain why. Since 1995, every player who's played on Coach Carol Hutchins' Michigan softball team for 4 years, which is pretty much all of them, has made it to the College World Series. As they say, those who stay will be champions. But you would not have guessed any of this 33 years ago, when Hutch, as everybody calls her, interviewed for a position split between assistant softball coach and administrative assistant. They asked her one question: can she type? Hutchins thought about it and then said with complete conviction, yes, yes I can. Except, of course, she couldn't, marking the one time everybody at Michigan is truly glad their coach did not tell the truth. With a master's degree in her back pocket, Hutch earned $3,000 her first year. 2 years later, she became Michigan's head coach. It took her 8 seasons to win her first Big Ten title. Since then, Hutch has won more games than any other coach in Michigan history in any sport. She has won more games than any other coach in her sport, and she's been inducted to just about every Hall of Fame she could be. How'd she build great teams? By building such a great program. How'd she build such a great program? By consistently placing values over victories. That might seem paradoxical, but Hutch knows if you try to put victories before values, before long, you won't have much of either. I knew right away, she told me, that our program, first and foremost, has got to be about really good kids who want to fight for Michigan. Almost any struggles we've had are the result of kids who are not about Michigan, but themselves first. You know what? It's not about you. Michigan did not start when you got here, and it won't end when you leave. That might not be for everybody, but we're not supposed to be for everybody. We're still successful because we've never forgotten that that is the key ingredient. That means no star system, the central mistake most failed leaders make. She told me, you can't win with 2 sets of rules, one for the stars and one for everyone else. It's about the program. You take care of the program will take care of you. That means being on time, going to your classes, and getting your work done. And that explains why Hutch's teams do not have a graduation rate. They just graduate, all of them, every year. Everybody has the same rules, she told me. We've upheld that simple principle and sent a star to the bench, we've had some of our best performances. In 2005, Michigan became the first team in the North or the East to win the NCAA title, which is tantamount to Arizona winning the national title in ice hockey. This year's team ranked 2nd in the country before being eliminated in the World Series on Sunday. Another great season. We know we can't always win the title, she said, but we're proud that we're always in the running. Even in a bad year, a good program is a good program, and you spend years to get to that point. When Hutch was inducted into the National Softball Hall of Fame, one of her players said, I came here a girl with potential, and I left here a woman with no limits. When you build a program based on values, not victories, that is what it looks like.